The American Jewish Committee has worked since 1906 to safeguard and strengthen Jews and Jewish life worldwide by promoting democratic and pluralistic societies that respect the dignity of all peoples.
Your Holiness, the American Jewish Committee is greatly honored by this audience that you have granted us.
President of the committee, Robert Goodkind, expressed the group's commitment to strengthening understanding and communication across religious lines, hand in hand with the Catholic Church.
Sadly, extremism and the savage bigotry that accompanies it is again beginning to alter the landscape. Our two faith communities have been threatened by this frightful trend, and I am confident that we will stand together in firm moral solidarity, working to push back against intolerance, to promote human dignity, and to awaken the collective conscience of mankind.
Pope Benedict responded by drawing ideas from the Nostra Aetate Declaration of the Second Vatican Council that speaks about the uniqueness of the relationship between these two faiths.
Indeed, Jews and Christians have a rich common patrimony.
But the Holy Father went on to emphasize the importance of continued dialogue between all major monotheistic faiths.
Judaism, Christianity, Islam believe in the one God, creator of heaven and earth. It follows, therefore, that all three monotheistic religions are called to cooperate with one another for the common good of humanity, serving the cause of justice and peace in the world. This is especially important today, when particular attention must be given to teaching respect for God, for religions and assembles, and for holy sites and places of worship. Religious leaders have a responsibility to work for reconciliation through genuine dialogue and acts of human solidarity.
I'm Catherine Smybert.